And you are listening to Northern Community Radio. We're 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, KAXE.org. And you can tell your smart speaker to play KAXE. We connect you to Northern Minnesota. Up next, it's the World Cafe.
You're heading to Louisiana this hour with World Cafe's Acadiana Music Showcase, highlighting musicians from Louisiana's Cajun country. Today, you'll hear Louisiana Music Hall of Famer and swamp rocker Julian Primo performing a mini concert that includes songs from his upcoming new album. You'll also hear from New Orleans funk pioneers, The Meters. Hey, all right. Plus new music from McGee. All of that and more on the way. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. Last year, Minnesota amended its renewable energy standard. The law requires electric utilities to use 55% renewable energy like wind and solar by 2035. By 2040, electricity generation must be completely carbon-free, which also includes sources like hydroelectric, hydrogen, and biomass. The Center for Rural Affairs is a Nebraska-based policy institute. It says Minnesota has the potential to take advantage of steady growth in industries like solar. But first, changes need to be made to the state's energy transmission system.
We're thinking about our transmission system like a highway for electricity, moving our power from where it's produced to the cities and communities that are needing it.
Cora Hoffer is a clean energy policy associate based in Minnesota for the center. She hopes two new fact sheets from the Policy Center focused on transmission and solar energy will help people understand where we are at in the clean energy transition, as well as the opportunities and challenges ahead.
I think Minnesota is in a really great position. We've had some monumental energy bills, climate bills over the last few sessions. So I think we are setting ourselves up, but I think there is still some challenges that exist within that. There's a big challenge we're facing with limited capacity on our electric grid, as well as permitting delays, which is slowing the pace of installing renewable energy projects like wind and solar. So this inadequate transmission capacity makes it really difficult to connect new renewable energy projects and also increases the cost of power that's being delivered onto our system. But there's some great opportunities that we could take advantage of through investing in our transmission system and also addressing those permitting delays. Minnesota will be able to tap into the economic and environmental benefits that renewable energy industry offers. This is including creation of jobs, also allowing for the development of renewable energy projects to bring cost-effective, reliable, and also affordable energy onto our grid. And then in addition, tying back in that policy aspect, when we're thinking about this in the context of Minnesota's 100% clean electricity by 2040 law, we're going to need the capacity on our electric grid to allow for the connections of renewable energy projects that's going to help support the state's new mandate working towards that.
When Minnesota Power announced its new Boswell solar project in Cohasset back in September, the company said the new project was expected to be online by mid-2027, but it noted construction is contingent on regulatory approvals.
Last Minnesota State legislative session, there was a permitting reform bill passed, and its purpose was to help remove some of the barriers that were within the former permitting process to help cut down on those timelines. I think it's also just with that playing the game of like catch up and getting these projects through. But also tied to that the transmission capacity issue. Like, we don't have enough room on our electric grid to get all these projects online. So that permitting process delays combined with our capacity constraints, they're really like playing together in order to get these systems online.
Hoffer says if these challenges aren't addressed, Minnesota won't meet its clean energy goals.
As of right now, like, we need more capacity within our system to, you know, tie in those new renewable energy projects to reach those goals. So if we're not addressing these issues, I don't think we're going to, or the state has the ability to reach those goals we have set.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Louisiana's Cajun country is one of the most unique areas of the United States. It's officially called Acadiana, after the French-speaking Acadians, or Cajuns, who settled there after being exiled from Canada by the British in the 18th century. Our monthly series, Acadiana Music Showcase, is produced by our friends at Lafayette, Louisiana affiliate station KRVS, and explores this vibrant cultural melting pot through music. Today, on our third installment of the Acadiana Music Showcase, you'll hear a performance from Louisiana Music Hall of Famer Julian Primeau. Julian has been playing guitar ever since he was a kid, growing up in the swamps of Louisiana, developing a gritty southern rock and blues sound. He was nominated for a Grammy in 2022 for his work on Corey LaDay's self-titled album, and in 2023, he put out his own most recent album called Songs for the Heart of Sister Flute. His next record, Spinning Heartache into Gold, is expected soon, and his live performance today begins with a song from that upcoming album called Lena, 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 Parts 1 and 2. This is Julian Primeau, live for the World Cafe.
She made me mourn, show me pain. I'm not unchanged, alienate. Yeah, that's a name. Same boy, you're scared.
heavy in his heart. Coming around tonight, mooning like a hawk. She's got everything she needs for climbing up the wall. Helena. Oh, well, if you need someone to lean on, Lena, 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 Lena. Snake shake in the alligator walls. Coming around tonight, tell you a little song. They got it on a head, gonna make me all. Helena. Oh, forgive her, 'cause she took my heart away. When it's getting close to midnight, I can still see we're out of line. With all this confusion, I can't get no
yeah. As people sign my Lord as a chandelier. Just tell the Lord, tell me the truth. Just tell the Lord, I have lost all my youth. Sometimes I'm lucky, yeah, yeah, I see. Now, oh, the price my Lord never had been seen. Why do we pass such a good thing back? Why do we lose such a good thing back? Mama, I can't forgive her, 'cause she took my heart away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know about love. a mansion in my heart. A mansion in my home.
Primo performing Mansion in My Heart live for the World Cafe. That is a song from his 2016 album, This Gilded Swaying Heart. Thank you to Julian Primo, and thank you to our partners at KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette for producing that session as part of our new monthly series, Acadiana Music Showcase. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Raina Duras here with you on World Cafe. Before the break, you heard the latest installment of the Acadiana Music Showcase. You can find all of those online at worldcafe.org, and you can subscribe to the World Cafe podcast wherever you get your podcasts, so you can be sure to never miss an episode. Staying in Louisiana now for some New Orleans funk, it's The Meters, Hey Pocky Away. Hey.
darling name. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you. All your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you.
Radio's most listened to music program. This is World Cafe.
stand alone now. And in the evening the sun sets. Tomorrow it will rise.
A little closer. That was Cage the Elephant. And the new year is coming a little bit closer all the time. In a minute, a new artist you might be hearing a lot about in 2025, next on World Cafe. I'm Raina. It is World Cafe. All of a sudden, your next artist just seems to be everywhere. He's been on tour. He played Saturday Night Live earlier this month. He's doing production on the new album from Justin Bieber. People are talking about him, and it's a name you're probably going to be seeing a lot in the next year. So you should know how to pronounce it. It is spelled MK.GEE. So how do you think you say that? MK.GEE. Well, good news. In 2018, he released an EP which was titled Pronounced McGee. MK.GEE is pronounced McGee. And here's one of the songs he played on SNL this month. It's called Rockman on World Cafe. Been Caught Stealing. That's Jane's Addiction wrapping up this hour of World Cafe. I want to thank once again Julian Primo and our friends at KRVS for the Acadiana Music Showcase today. And I want to thank all of our affiliates all across the country for bringing this show to you. We produce it at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thank you for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org. And by the Cy Sims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people since 1985, working for a better and more just future for all. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Stories don't always unfold in a straight line. Success is not always linear. Coming up, you'll hear this new song, a huge hit for Gigi Perez that came after her old record label dropped her.